Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassa, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive despite the Ravens outcome. We're trying to remain positive around here. It is bye week around here. That will not stop me from watching the American League and National League Championship Series or college football or the NFL this weekend. And it's certainly not going to stop us from having the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're back out of Costas for my birthday this week. I'm putting together a Pizza John's date right around Halloween. And then we're going to be at Coco's on November the 5th. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. Been a lucky batch. We were down at Fadley's last week doing that, as well as getting away for my birthday and all that. And last time I had this guy on, we were laughing about mummy money, and I was out in Las Vegas trying to win some mummy money, amongst other things. But it is the Halloween season. John Martin, he's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're going to talk some lottery. We're going to talk some Raven scratch-offs. Certainly going to talk some sports wagering here as we get into it. And also big jackpots. My wife's all worked up about going about $700 million right now, John. So giving money away responsibly, as we always do when it's football season. And I'm really sorry about the Guardians. It's been a couple weeks, but I
It
was
has
pulling
been,
for you.
but you know what? We move on. First of all, happy birthday to you. And the jackpots are growing. When we are recording this right now, speaking over $600 million, 625 on the Mega Millions, over $270 million on the Powerball. So yeah, it's fun when both of those get into some significant triple digits. And as always, people should keep in mind that you only need one ticket to win. So please play responsibly, manage your entertainment, your discretional income, which is easy for me to say. But you notice here, we're talking about one in five teams. I decided to go with the Scarlet and Gray today for the number one Ohio State Buckeyes.
Hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy.
O
Oh, hey,
H I
I,
O.
oh, okay, I
Yep,
got it,
there
I
you have
got
it.
it. I
There you
knew
have it.
I knew you would get that in here. I mean, and since the last time you were on, Joe Flacco changed parts of the
Oh,
state. I mean, he's
and
still in Ohio, but
your buddy Mike Tomlin isn't happy about that too. How about that?
dealing in division. How dare you do all that?
You know,
Speaking of that, I we're gonna do Raven scratch offs, and we
yes,
come back and
please.
we get winners. We're gonna do all that. But more than anything, I've run this piece with Will Hinman about sports wagering and doing it responsibly and all that. You have some very telling information, and the reason I like having you guys on, even when I have Seth on in the summer, we talk about how much money the lottery throws off and where it all comes from. The sports wagering side of this was something I remember you sweating, everyone there trying to get it legal, trying to get it on, trying to get it into the casinos, and then getting it into mobile. Feels like a long time ago. It's been a short time ago, but we're only a couple, two, three, 4 years into this where we have really measured numbers. And I was in Vegas for a couple days last week watching people run around, and they told me Vegas was going out of business. I'm like, not now. I
Yeah,
mean,
right.
it was elbows and butts everywhere in Vegas this week. Football season brings people out, games are on, baseball games are on. I'm watching the Phillies and Dodgers, people yelling at televisions. Give me the Maryland angle on this, because you've been at it from the beginning, that we have a new September, which would be the big month. Let me guess. Lots of people are sports wagering in September on their mobile devices, John.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Yes, the month of September, for a lot of reasons. You're the, every team is going to win the Super Bowl in the month of September,
I thought the Ravens were,
college football is growing in popularity each and
Maryland
every
was
month.
4-0 in the beginning.
You know, a lot of the yeah, I mean
You
here,
started dotting the O's in the Ohio State, Mr. Big Ten, Mr. Buckeye. I mean, let me stand up for the Turtles and for Locks.
how'd that work out?
There used to be a time where I'd say, I hear they buy their players in Ohio State. I would start to
Yeah, how
spit
about
out all
that?
your coaches and say all sorts of things. They're
Yeah.
still paying Penn State from last week. I mean, the college football's nuts. I mean,
I don't get it.
I'm
I don't
not
get
as
it at
into
all.
it as some of you from other states are. I'm more NFL oriented. And now
Sure.
we have our Commanders, who lost the game the other night, but I have to claim them because they're ours as well. But people love football, and it's a language that we all speak, right? Like, and I guess that really contributes to sports wagering, gambling on this, where the money goes, and then you get the numbers, and even you're like, a lot of people are doing this, right?
We report numbers once a month, typically around the 10th of the month. So last week we reported our monthly numbers for September, And they were, I believe, the largest handle, which again is the amount of money that's wagered on events. I want to make sure, because it's such an eye-popping number, that I get it correct here. Bear with me and go through my
Well, we would always think it's
show
Super Bowl,
prepper.
it's March Madness, it would be December games when people are home or playoffs, but it is arcing in that some people like me, I don't have an account on my phone. I have the Maryland Lottery. I scan
Nice.
tickets for
Keep it
people.
there.
But I don't wager on sports, and I see people out in everywhere I go with that app open, and that's where they are, and that's what they're doing. And I'm thinking to myself, there's more people joining at some point because it looks like it could be fun, especially when I've picked the Ravens right 5 weeks in a row. So once you start to think like that, and
Sure. Oh, sure.
you start thinking, can this team come back? Would I bet against them? Are they like, can they tie the game? Who's going to hit a home run tonight in a playoff game? Put $5 on it or whatever. I tell people, slow your roll and be careful. But that being said, the numbers are the numbers. September was huge.
They are, and we did not miss your contribution. It would have got lost in the rounding a long time ago. We had over 650, nearly $651 million, $651 million wagered in the month of September. Prizes paid to winners, $578 million. That left 11.2%, what we call hold in the business. That's money comes in, pay out the prizes. What are you holding on to that's left? 11.2%. Now, Maryland did pretty good in September. Most other jurisdictions I've seen have been in the 9% range. So for us to be 2 percentage points higher,
It means people lost their bets,
it
right?
means a lot of Ravens fans may have had their hopes dashed, and their bank accounts dashed. We hope not. We hope they've been playing responsibly and not chasing losses.
But the numbers are the numbers. I mean, they just are
The
what
numbers
they
are the
are.
numbers,
Yeah. And you're not
and at
running
the
from them. And hey, and I all due respect, I lean on people about being on the up and up or not being on the up and up. You're the most regulated up and up, and that's why I'm proud of my association because it does contribute to all sorts of things here in the state that people were doing with Louis the Bookmaker. They named salads after him here. So I always want to come back to the fact that 5 years ago, I mean, John, I'm 34 years into my radio career here. The first 31 years, there was no such thing, and it was not something we could even that I enjoyed talking, and I still don't enjoy it. I mean, I was in Cooper's last night for my birthday having dinner, and there's fantasy this and gambling that. It's just sort of not the
It
way I
is.
view sports. It's just not the way, it's not the way my mind thinks, but I've been around a lot of people that do think that way, and I do think in terms of what's the spread this week, and I didn't think the Ravens would cover last week, and I'm allowed to say all of that out loud and allowed to bet on it for $100 if I wanted to. But people are in, and the numbers, and where does the money go? Because I always like saying that there's
Yeah, it's
$11 million in hold. You said that? No, more than that.
11%. The
11%.
amount that was re or turned over to the state was over $13.4 million just in the month of September, and we are one quarter of the way into fiscal 26, and we are nearly $30 million, and so we will exceed last year's rather lofty number, which was 90, rounding up, $90 million contribution, and
For the
that money
year, for the
goes
year.
for the year, for the
Okay.
year. Thank you. Most of that money goes to the education system, the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. Just this last legislative session, so it impacting us now in fiscal 26, 5% of that goes towards the general fund in the state of Maryland. Then that goes to a variety of causes. So yeah, those numbers are going to be significant, because you don't put the toothpaste back in the tube on this. I mean, we're the best you can hope for is acknowledge it, make sure people have the tools and the resources to bet with their head, not with their heart, and to understand you don't chase losses. My friend Will Hinman does a great job of that,
Who
and
was an
other
addict,
people.
by the way, who was like
Absolutely.
an addict of all addicts, which I have found his story to be very compelling.
The Maryland Center of Excellence, a great partner of ours, and we've talked about them from time to time, especially during the key months of the year where we shine a light on education and awareness. But they have peer counselors, people who have lived experiences, who have been there, who have seen what rock bottom looks like. And yes, to hear their stories, it tugs at your heart. It hopefully connects to your brain. And that's why they exist, is to tell people who are in that same situation, you can make a turnaround. You can get out of this. And here's how you can do that. Because they've been there and they've lived it.
It's just the wrong thing to be addicted to. And it's so silent. People don't know it. And I just want to put it out there because I have known some folks. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. In addition to being able to wager on games, not the Ravens this week because it's bye week, we do have the Ravens scratch offs. And this is talk about moneymaker for the lottery and a great promotion and thing that you were doing as the Maryland Lottery long before you were there with the Ravens and with branding and with this time of the season. I know we don't have new winners this week and pass for cash and all that, but this is a very, very significant thing, and the most popular with me as well. When I go out and I pull out the Raven scratch offs and say, "Hey, I'm giving away lottery tickets here today, Cocos or Costas," people love this ticket, and they really like winning the prizes you can only win exclusively if you're playing this game and you're using the app and second chancing and doing all the cool stuff you need to do.
People should go to mdlottery.com to look at all of the amazing experiential prizes, as we call them. Enter your non-winning scratch-off tickets at both the $2 and $10 level if you're so inclined to purchase those. And boy, what a difference a couple weeks make, huh? Because coming up this year as an experiential prize is an away trip to the jungle,
To see my
Cincinnati.
all-time favorite
Wow.
Baltimore sports athlete. Everybody knows this about, other than Rod Woodson. Everybody knows I love Rod Woodson and Mike Flynn
You
too,
have a
but my
bromance.
buddies.
D don't shy from it. Th that's
You know what I
embrace it.
like, John? You're the executive director of Maryland, and you're in the winning business,
Yes, I
I
am.
like guys that win Super Bowls here. You know what I mean? I keep them close to my heart. Even Trent Dilfer, who got fired this week.
I'm sorry.
So,
I've got it. I must have a connection. You used the
oh,
term
that's
there.
right.
I'm
You're from
not
Ohio. Super Bowls. That's
Super
right.
Bowl. I'm not familiar with the term. Is that
Yeah, we
something?
already sang "Hang On, Sloopy." You win enough national championships, you don't need to
Yeah,
win
I
Super
guess.
Bowls. But I would say Joseph Vincent Flacco will be number 16. That's so weird wearing
It's
number
kind of like a
16.
clunker, huh?
You
Wow.
know, I mean, the whole thing, he always looks weird in another jersey to me. I'm getting used
Yeah.
to it. But the trip to Cincinnati is on, right? So we haven't drawn for that,
No,
right?
no. That's still coming up, and I believe that game is the 14th of December. It might be a little chilly in Cincinnati. Grab some of that
Did
skyline
you say
chili. I know
chili?
you won't.
You said
Yeah,
chili.
chili.
Okay.
Yes, skyline chili.
I prefer
It'll
my
be a
wife's
chili, so
chili.
get your
So
skyline chili.
they put the cinnamon in there and you put it over the
Oh, that's what makes it good.
noodles.
That's a
It's got
special
the,
ingredient.
gosh, you got to be from either Kentucky or Ohio, I think, to appreciate that. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. All right, we got winners.
We got winners.
Listen, I have MD Lottery and I haven't had you on in a minute, okay? This thing where you invite everybody down to where I come and
Yes.
see Roz and I get my tickets and visit with
Yes.
you and visit with Seth and wipe my feet on his
Yes.
Penguins thing and like all that. You invite people down now and you look at this vault thing. It kind of reminds me of the time when Geraldo went to Chicago and they were looking.
Oh,
But no,
remember that?
remember, yeah, wasn't that cool? And that's what I'm thinking
Oh.
with this. That's the vibe I'm getting. Can you explain to everybody? Because it's sort
Yep.
of a double secret promotion. It's up at mdlottery.com. But if you win it, you come down. You have like these things, and you pull. Tell everybody what it is, because I don't fully understand it, but I think it's kind of neato.
The promotion is called Unlock the Cash, and it's a second chance promotion. So you can enter $10 worth of your non-winning either Break the Bank scratch off ticket, which is a $5 ticket, or any fast play cash combination tickets, which is also a $5 ticket. And so combine those, or two of one or two of the other, whatever gets you $10 gets you an entry into our Unlock the Cash event, where you actually, yes, you come down live and in person to our intergalactic headquarters here at the Montgomery Park Business Plaza. And you can come down, and you and another contestant will have in front of you six safes.
Is this done in the Buddy Rugo suite or no?
Yes.
See
He's
that? I love that.
probably watching
Well, Buddy's on
as
the wall looking down. I love it.
yeah,
All right, good. All
of
right.
course he is. So we alternate six locked safes. They contain cash anywhere from $2,500 to $15,000 each. And so contestant A chooses a safe, see what they won. Contestant B chooses to save, see they won, and then win one more time. So each winner will do it twice, and then we'll also reveal the two they did not select, just to show again on the up and up. And last time we had a winner won $25,000. Next time, which is coming very soon, we have Sally Drake from Joppa Town, and she will be competing with. Actually, she's not really competing. She's there playing with Tanya Shreve from Brooklyn Park, and Sally and Tanya will be our next contestants, and we hope they have as much fun and win as much money as the guys did last time.
Do you witness? I mean, who plays Monty Hall? I mean, like, is this Doug Lloyd's
Oh,
gig?
that'd be Mike. That would be Mike Powell, our master of ceremonies. So if and you can check out our YouTube channel, and you can see the event from the first Unlock the Safe live event.
I want to have Mike on at some point.
Oh,
Right?
absolutely.
Make a note of that, that I'm doing that. And before I forget, because I do forget, and then you disappear on me when the
Oh,
Guardians
geez.
aren't doing well, and I get Seth in here, or I have to screw with the schedule or whatever. The sense of the season coming.
Wait a minute.
We're not even a pumpkin spice. I haven't had a pumpkin spice latte. I have not had a proper apple cider donut yet over at Weber's. Although I hear they're
Ooh.
putting Hootchinny apple cider over there these days too.
Oh
But
boy.
I was in Vegas and they
Yes.
still had like the pumpkin spice motif and they had this
Sure.
owl thing going on. But my wife's like, they'll be putting the holiday ornaments up soon. We should come back when they have the holiday. Wouldn't it look pretty here during the holidays? And I'm thinking, I need some scented lottery tickets. Now, you have told me that there might be some sniffers coming. When are we? Seriously, I just
Actually,
need to
what I
ask this.
told you would there be scented tickets coming? I did not tell you there were
You
sniffers
didn't tell
coming.
me what scent they're going to be, and now you've
You know what?
activated my mind.
How much longer can you hang on? Can you hang on a couple days?
Don't make it juniper, whatever
Can
you
you hang
do.
on a couple days?
Juniper doesn't smell good.
Well, no, it doesn't.
No.
But by the end of this week, or maybe by the time someone's listening, they may be able to go to their 43, one of their 4,300 favorite Maryland Lottery retailers. And yes, in fact, this holiday season, we are bringing back scented ticket.
Gingerbread?
I'm not going to reveal which scent.
Peppermint?
You have to take that beak of yours and determine what the scent is.
Sweet potatoes. Apple pie.
Sweet.
Maybe.
Now what? Come on.
I'm just trying to come up with something that smells better than
This is why you
juniper.
never make the
Juniper's
scented ticket
terrible.
subcommittee.
I
Sweet
was going to ask who
potatoes.
makes these decisions, by the way, but then I
Well,
saw
the
Halloween. So
nose.
I'm gonna leave this. We're gonna drop the mic with this because 20 minutes into this, I was going to send you a text over the weekend, but I didn't. I took a picture with this machine out in Vegas, and I thought of you. It was like after
Did
midnight,
you
I'm
win?
walking through
Was it a
the.
picture of a winning
I didn't
machine?
play. I didn't. I. I.
Oh,
Did, I
geez.
didn't play. I didn't play.
Okay.
I
All
was
right.
there. My wife wanted to see the Eagles at the Sphere, so we went. We had a beautiful time. We walked the strip, stayed at the Park MGM, and I walk up to a machine. It said Mo Mummy, and I thought Mummy. Money, and it made me giggle, and I swore, I told my wife, I'm going to do the segment with John, and I'm not going to titter or giggle like a little boy when I say mummy money, even though it makes me laugh. But
It
it's
should. It should
Halloween
bring a
season.
smile.
It's Halloween season.
The $2 Mummy Money Fast Play ticket. Again, you can go to mdlottery.com. Top prize $5,000 on Mummy Money. And yeah, it should make you smile.
All right. Is there anything else that I've left out here? Any winners? Anybody that's come down that's been a good time? Have we given $1 million away? Has somebody won $1 million and doesn't know it and we got to go find them at some gas
Oh, that
station?
always happens. There's
Right.
always a,
All
we'll
right.
find that. We've had again, people can read our winner stories at mdlottery.com. We've had a variety of winners winning scratch-off tickets, just passing through, just visiting. Winners from Washington, D.C.,
We pay
who
them too,
won.
right? If they play in Maryland, no matter where you are, we'll pay you, right?
If they're dropping their money in Maryland, we will pay them in
All right.
Maryland.
Play the Maryland
Washington,
Lotteries.
D.C. winner won $50,000, the very first top prize in our Jurassic Park $5 scratch off ticket.
Chance to go to Hawaii then, right?
Oh man, you believe it. As a matter of fact, our first, hang on, I've got it right here. Our very first contestant who was going to Hawaii, Oahu, James Dabney
Lucky.
of Baltimore, Maryland. Start packing your bags now, James.
All right, so listen, I'm going to give James some advice here. Okay, how much money did
Okay.
James win? A lot, 5, 10 grand too, and a trip?
You know what?
Well, they
He
haven't won the
won.
trip yet, but we're hoping they win the trip, right?
No, he's in. He's
He's
in.
in. He's going.
He's going to the
Oh,
trip.
even
That's
all
right.
right, James, listen to me. Listen to me. As a guy that's been to Hawaii a couple times, there's only one way to do Hawaii. First, bring your wallet, then you won some money, so that's good. You're gonna need some money. So with that money, you need to take some cash out of it. I mean, you can use apps or Apple, you could do anything, but it's Hawaii, use money. And every time you're on the road and you see a sign that says shaved ice, you pull over. Even if you pass it, you U-turn. It's easy. There's not a lot of people in Hawaii. Turn around and you go back and you get a shave ice, however you want. Pick a color, yellow, green, red, blue raspberry, whatever you want. Even the funny names like Snoopy and Smurf. I don't know what they are. They're usually blue. Get them and then get a snow cap on that. And that's the way you do Hawaii because it's hot and you need to hydrate. And there's nothing better in the world than sitting underneath the Hawaiian sky, especially when John Martin's paying for it, right? I mean, Maryland Lottery is putting you up for this thing, and having snow-capped shaved ice 6 to 8 times a day. That's what I
So
do in Hawaii.
are you telling me it's so hot in Hawaii that the ice actually grows hair?
No. You put a snow cap. You just put a little
No,
cap on it.
you're talking about you shaving ice. I mean, would you what, get
No,
like
it's a
a stubble?
machine. It's the way they it,
Oh, so you don't
So we
take
do
ice and actually
snowballs
shave
here.
it.
See, in Baltimore, we do snowballs, like little ice pellets, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Shave
not.
ice is more like, well, you're from Ohio. It snows a lot there. I saw Ralphie in a Christmas story.
Sure,
So, yeah, when it
sure.
snows, it's more like snow.
Yes. Don't
Are
eat
you
that
doing
yellow
one of these
snow.
scented tickets that smells like snowflakes again? You fooled me with that last
I don't
time.
know. Possibly.
All right. It's
Possibly.
part of
I
our
know one
routine.
is a bona fide scented ticket with a bona fide holiday scent.
To smell like
And
pineapple from the Dole factory in Hawaii? No. All right. That's not seasonal. I'm thinking it's
no,
on
that's
Christmas Eve.
not. That is not
Doesn't
seasonal.
smell like fruitcake now, right?
I don't know.
Fruitcake smelled better than it tasted by a
Oh, but it's not even
lot.
close. Not even close.
Jurassic Park. We have the tickets and the whole. I mean, I think this is the best promotion you've done in a long. No offense to Cincinnati and to Chili and Joe Flacco. I'd rather go to Hawaii. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that out
Well,
loud.
he will be joined. James will be joined by three other winners. So be four winners.
All
He
right.
is one of four going.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk more about the Jurassic Park thing. And I only have another week left on Halloween and Mummy Money to laugh about it. You have a whole season to wager and gamble on sports. Do it responsibly. Slow your roll, even though the numbers were big this month. I always say that to folks in anything we're doing out there. Moderation is the key, which is are you watching baseball playoffs? It's exciting, right?
No, it's too late for me. I go to bed.
All right, I won't talk to you about it then.
All right.
I will see John Martin next week. Fist bump to you. Appreciate you. John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, keeping it on the up and up, as we say. I have Ravens scratch-offs to give away. Crab cake tours on the up and up. We're going to be at Coco's on the 5th of November. I got great guests coming out. My girl Lisa Matthews from the band Beyond Words, one of my childhood crushes, and Love Riot. They're putting Love Riot back together down at the Patterson Creative Arts. So I'm looking forward to having her on. She's going to join me at Coco's. We got great guests all the way along. It's bye week. I've had Marvin Lewis on this week. I've been chasing some of my celebrity buddies this week. Steve Gorman from the Black Crowes is coming on next week to talk about his new band with Darius Rucker. So we are doing cool things around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.